Oops. There we go. Hello.
All right. Okay, great. I'm like trying to have the YouTube open. Oh, there we go. Yeah,
yeah,
but it's
there's going to be a massive
laggy.
Lag.
Yeah.
Well, I think I also built that in.
The lag?
Yeah, I think I put a 5-second delay on it on top of normal latency.
Okay, cool.
Just in case, for whatever reason, we have to quickly dump something.
Sounds good. Well, I am in the middle of moving to a new apartment, which is very stressful. And I'm also leaving for camp in Michigan in a few days. And I will be gone and pretty much offline for 2 weeks, except for the debriefs. So, and also tomorrow at the shelter that I work at, we are having a adoption fee waived event. So, like, every animal is free. So it's going to be
chaos.
Really, really hectic. Yes, and tomorrow is my Friday. So I'm exhausted. So if you can please, I have my notes, but if you can please take the lead on this, I would be very grateful for that. In fact, I'm going to put my notes on.
I just only noticed that I'm mirrored. After how many of these?
Oh, that's annoying.
Yeah. That's backwards.
Yep.
Oops. Well, anyway, I've got four pages of notes. Usual caveats apply. I was told that we're doing this today, so by then I was already kind of toasty. So I've got four pages of barely coherent notes. So let's start from the beginning. Greg once again ranting at his mother in his opening.
Very funny.
Love to see it.
Yep.
And then, was that Alex intro implying that Alex fucked a turkey?
I don't even know.
That's what I got from it.
And
Alex,
I also love
turkey.
I love the implication that Alex has told Greg that this is what his sex life is like.
I know. Like
okay.
It was a brilliant subversion, because usually that joke goes to, ha ha, I hate my wife.
Mm-hmm.
This one, what?
I don't know.
I don't know if Greg knew where he was going with that.
Yeah.
Like,
and
honestly,
then
the first 5 minutes were chaos. We
it was,
because
then we
mom.
Immediately got sex bot, which was
yes.
Like, what?
Greg was so angry about that.
He's like, that's the bit, is it? Okay.
I want to see what was cut out. There were a few things that were obviously cut out.
Yeah.
Another one, which came up at the very end during the live task. I want to know what was cut out about Stevie's outfit.
Okay, yeah, I wrote this down too. And halfway through my notes, because so my notes say, did we miss a Navy-based callback at the top of the show because of what Stevie was wearing?
But
that's
yeah,
what my notes say.
I watched
because,
it twice yesterday. I think something was just cut out.
Yeah, well, they definitely cut something out, because two times Greg said, whistle her aboard, and I was like, is that a reference to something? And then at the very end, he was like, oh, that's not how they do things in the Navy or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think that what happened was that the top she was wearing was a very, like, sailor outfit
type
of thing.
Oh, yeah, it definitely looked like it, but I want to see that conversation.
Yeah, I hope we get it in an outtake or something.
I
because
hope
I
we
was
get
like,
a lot
what
of outtakes
is happening?
From this
like,
episode.
There's been three callbacks to this thing that they did not reference. So I'm just confused.
Yeah.
So
real.
That was annoying. Yeah, because I said, did we miss a callback? Lots of references to it.
Yeah. And then,
so,
yeah, like, Alex is on something this series. Like, I
yeah,
don't know
it's
what he's got going on, but that whole sex bot box set thing, Like,
yeah.
It wasn't until I wrote it down that I understood what he was doing.
I mean, I understood it, but it's not. Because usually when you mess up two words next to each other, it's just the first letter that changes and not two letters that change.
Yeah, it was like, what the hell?
So that was. It was a reach, I think. I
And
mean, I
then,
enjoyed it because, he knew that Greg was going to comment on it.
yeah, and then not long after that, let's get into the next task. The nicest thing to open, Greg's fly.
And when he said that, his face went through a whole range of motion.
I
He was
don't
like,
think that was planned. I think he just said something and then realized as he was saying it, because usually when he does some stuff like that, he doesn't try to walk it back. He definitely tried to walk that one back, and Greg even called him out on it, saying, "Nice save."
Oh, sweet save. I wrote that down.
I need
Yep,
the
I liked
outtakes from
that.
this episode.
Yes, please.
I have a feeling there's going to be a moderate amount of fic talk at the very least.
I really hope so.
Oh my God.
What was I about to say? Oh, brain stopped working. Jesus Christ. I definitely had something to say, and then my brain was like, ha ha ha, no.
Oh, did you get it?
That's what it was. It was Jason's hair. I was trying to see if I could find any sparkles.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot.
I didn't. I did, and then I went back. And but I didn't see any sparkles. So good job, makeup team,
No
because
kidding.
that would have been hell to do.
And then I wrote down somewhere as well, but since we're talking about Jason, he has got the weirdest pair of glasses in studio I've ever seen.
You think
Because,
so?
yes, because they're navigators, but they've
What
only
does that
got the
mean?
top bar. They don't have the lower bar at the bridge of the nose. Yeah, navigators are like aviator glasses, but for the navigator, and it's just a different lens shape.
Okay,
Yeah.
if you say so.
But yeah, usually those type of glasses, they've got a top bar up here, and then they've got the bridge part, like this bit here. He doesn't have a bridge, it's just the top bar.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, they're the weirdest glasses I've ever seen. But fuck's sake, Alex. Oh my God. My notes are just full of what the fuck is Alex doing this episode?
Yeah, that's real and valid.
So let's get into the first task, the thing that is nicest to open.
Greg's fly. Should have said that with more conviction,
He should
honestly.
have. He shouldn't have
Yeah.
walked it back. And then, yeah, we had a jar-based task here. Because Rosie had a jar of gherkins, which she could open. Matt had the pop-up
Now,
book.
okay, are those pickles or what? Am
Yeah.
I stupid?
Yeah,
Okay.
it's just.
I was like, I don't know what that is.
Well,
I mean, I
because
kind of assumed, but I've
there's a
never called it
larger
that.
pickling culture over there, but over
Oh.
here, pickles are pickled cucumbers or gherkins. Whereas, like, you don't rarely see someone that's got a jar of pickled onions in their fridge. Or Branston pickle, which is the worst. So, yeah, there was the
Yeah,
jar of gherkins. Matt
like
brought the.
I kind of understood that.
Yeah, which she could open, and I can see how that's satisfying. Matt brought the pop-up book, which I think is the best thing anyone has ever brought on the show. Stevie brought a jar of peppers that she couldn't open. Jason had his dog's ashes, and Fatia had a bra. So
Hell yeah.
let's
Okay,
start with the
so
gherkins.
let's okay. They I can see where she was coming
Yeah.
from. Next.
Next, yeah, basically, so incredibly Route 1, but oh my God, that pop-up book.
Oh, gorgeous. And we will
Yes.
link that. Actually, I think I can. So I follow Matt online. Oh, wow,
Oh,
that
that's right. I
sounded
saw
awful.
the yeah.
Okay, I put that in the live chat if anybody is live chatting. And if you're not live chatting and you're watching this later, then it'll be in the fucking description. But yeah, so I follow Matt on Instagram and he posted the Instagram. This is Nathan Ward, is who helped him design the pop-up book. So go check out, I assume, Nathan Ward, because the stuff that he has on his Instagram are gorgeous, paperwork. So yes, really pretty. But yeah, that Taskmaster book, I mean, it was literally
It
perfect.
was.
Greg was enthralled. He was so happy,
It was
delighted.
great.
It was just, oh, and Matt's voice getting higher and higher as he showed it off. He was so proud of
Yeah.
himself. He's like so fucking smug. He's like, yes, I know this is the best thing, and nobody can do anything about it.
It's up there with May's Greg puppet in terms of things that are
Yes.
just amazing that people have brought in, with the added benefit of, or plus, I guess, of it not being creepy as fuck.
But also, it's a transformative work, and that's
It
what we're
is,
here for.
yes, it
We are
is.
literally here for that. So that was exciting, and it was just so pretty, and all of the pop-ups were really cute. And even like I was amazed at the detail that they got where in the second page where he's like, okay, we're gonna is Alex behind the door? Like clearly he's in the
Yeah.
bath, but like is he behind the door? But he opens the door, you can see the little Greg portrait and all the
Yeah.
stuff in the front row. I was like, Jesus Christ, dude, like this dude really went ham on this
No
fucking.
kidding.
Oh, but also, for those of you listening in the UK, that book is going to be going up for raffle for charity. So keep an eye out for that. Go to Matt Baton's Instagram for more details on that. Sadly, does not ship, well, ship, but doesn't, it's only available to people that are in the UK, which I was very upset to find out because I was about to drop a lot of money on raffle tickets. So that's a little bit of a shame, but I get it. Like overseas shipping is really expensive.
Yeah,
So
and
what
there's
can you
probably
do?
something running afoul of gambling laws, because I think a lot of these are
That's
UK only.
true, yeah. So anyway, let's talk
Fantastic.
about Jason's dog. Now, as an animal care technician, I can tell you. So I work a lot with I guess content warning for animal death and euthanasia. But like I'm euthanasia certified, and so at work I have to pretty much every day euthanize an animal, at least one animal a day, pretty much. I did a chicken yesterday,
A
which was
chicken.
my first chicken. Yeah. She was very pretty. She was a golden chicken, and she just let me hold her the whole time, and it was very sweet, and she was lovely. But anyway, so I have like I so I work with this type of thing a lot of like the, had to get my dog put down and now and like, here's okay, well, okay, first of all, he brought out the cat box and I was like and he's like, "What is it?" And I'm like, "It's a cat." And I got really
I
excited and
thought it
he's
was
like,
a
"It's a dog."
Build-A-Bear.
I'm like, "No fucking person has ever put a dog in that box unless that dog is either a puppy or the world's smallest chihuahua. That is a cat box, okay? Like that's what we use to put cats in."
I totally
And then he
thought it was a
opened it and it was
Build-A-Bear.
like a picture of his dog, very sweet. And then the thing of ashes and then the collar.
Yeah.
And cuz sometimes actually most of the time if somebody brings in a dog, I will ask them because they don't think to take the collar off, and I'll say, "Do you want to keep the collar?" Because otherwise, like, it's just going in the incinerator. Is that the right word?
Yeah.
The crematorium.
Yeah, the incinerator. Or the
Yeah.
retort.
Yeah. And so, usually I say, "Do you want to keep the collar?" 9 times out of 10, they'll say yes. So, we'll take it off and give it back to them. Just a nice memento from for them to have. My last cat that we had to put down, I got his ashes back and we buried them under a redwood tree in my in-law's backyard, so I can visit him. I haven't gone back there in a while. I should go visit him. But I don't like as for a cat owner, I mean, he never wore a collar, so like I don't really have anything like this. I have his favorite rainbow toy, but
Yeah, my
yeah.
husband's got his cat's favorite toy out there on his computer stand, his monitor
Yeah.
stand.
So I was very touched by Jason's bringing in his dog, because that's something that's very close to my heart. So
And
I
as
liked
Matt
that a
pointed
lot.
out, another jar, which let's talk about Stevie's jar of peppers, which she couldn't open. I could see what she was doing here as well. The
Yeah.
problem was she gave it to Greg, who I don't think
Well,
has ever struggled to open any jar in his life. So
yeah.
I can see him not getting that satisfaction she was expecting. Had she given it to
And
Alex, he might have hammed it up a bit more.
yeah. I mean, you've got a point because I don't think that Greg cared. But the problem is that a lot of people were very affected by Greg doing that
Yes.
because that was hot as fuck.
I mean, I still think she got something out of it. It just, her joke fell flat. If
Yeah,
she was
I
going for a
think.
joke, she should have given it to Alex.
Yeah, she missed it by Greg's standards. Like, yeah, again, I get what she was going for. And
Yeah.
if it had been a different person, then yeah,
Because,
probably.
yeah, I can tell you right now, I do take a weird amount of pleasure from anything that my husband struggles to open, and then if he hands it to me and it's like, it's open. Like that look on his face, I love it. And you know, he gets
Yeah.
the same thing for me because, like, you know, I struggle with jars because I've got bad wrists, but I also know how to use a knife to open it. So if that fails, it's like, please open.
Right. Yeah, I usually have to find something that's well, the best thing to use is something that's like flat and then rubber, and then you put the rubber over it. Like if you use a rubber band, if you like put the rubber band and then it gives you more grip
The
strength.
best thing to use is a pipe wrench because they are a strip of like rubber on a handle and it can be any size you want and then you just wrench it over.
Oh yeah. That's a good point.
I keep a pipe wrench in my kitchen specifically for opening jars.
Nice. I wrote down for the bra.
Yes, Fatia.
I wrote down Fatiha is so thirsty with it's gonna blow your mind. That was so funny.
Yeah, I can't remember
She, like,
exactly what it was that she said, but she had Alex over there choking to death as well. You
yeah.
could hear him honking in the background.
Yeah, his little breathy gasps of laughter. Yeah.
But
I mean,
she's been relentless about Greg, though. You're right.
she has, yeah. And he, because he said something along the lines of, because she said, like, I'm a very sexual woman. And he's like, as is your right,
Yeah.
moving on. And he was like,
Yeah.
I'm not fucking with this.
What wasn't this also when he said that he's starting to feel hunted, or was that later?
Yes. No, that was, yeah. Yeah. So that was funny.
Also, he mentioned somewhere that he once went on a date with a woman who was a lot stronger than him. And then he said
Didn't
that
mind
he
it.
liked it, or yeah, he didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Thing
Yeah.
is, I'm fairly certain that's the story he told in You Magnificent Beast. Which, according to that, he didn't like it.
Rip.
But, you know,
Well, maybe
these
he's
guys are all
changed.
liars.
Yeah. So,
Okay.
yeah, really strong prize task.
Yeah, this group, like, there have been a couple of stinkers, but on the whole, this is a better group for the prize tasks, or the presents for Greg, as Series 17 insisted, which that's still one of my favorite moments ever. Alex losing his cool during the prize task and shouting, "They're not presents."
Yep.
Love that.
Yep.
So, what have I got here?
Task number one.
Okay, let me read this out.
Alex has an exciting new numbers system.
So, work out what Alex has on the very top of his head. The very top of your head must never be more than 5'6" from the ground. You may ask Alex yes or no questions, but Alex will only answer them using his exciting new number system. First thing off the bat, Alex's cardboard cutout was canon height. I don't know if you noticed that.
I did notice that.
Yeah, canon height Alex Horn. Fantastic. Yeah. Love it. Do yeah. more of that. And yep. for his exciting new numbering system, how quickly did you get it? Because the first number he said, I turned to my husband and I said it's prime numbers.
So I'm not a maths person, and so I didn't get it. I didn't get it at all because I don't even remember what prime numbers are. I think that they are, you can't divide them by anything.
Yeah, they're divisible by one in themselves and nothing else. The okay. thing is, Alex Horn loves prime numbers. So I right. wasn't sure what his numbering system was going to be, and then he said a number. And
okay, so here's what my brain did. My brain went with, so I think Stevie said evens and odds, which was not correct. But my brain went, because the first number he said was 7, and then the second number he said was 58, or no, 53, and my brain went 5 + 3 = 7, which is, 1, not correct, obviously, but 2, my brain skipped past that so fast that it went, okay, so 5 + 3 = 7, so if the number equals 7, then the answer is yes, and if the number doesn't equal 7, then so, like, obviously it's not correct for multiple reasons. But yeah, so then I was trying to figure out, like, what it could be, and then she said evens and odds, and I was like, oh yeah, it is evens, and I was like, wait, no, it's not. So I didn't figure that out at all. Yeah. But so what yeah, this, I turned what to my this husband. Reminded me of, yes, and you said?
Yeah, I turned to him and I go, it's prime numbers because he's a fucking nerd, were the exact yeah, words that I said to him.
That tracks. Now, what this brought to mind for me was a game called 4 is the Magic Number. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, I play this at camp all the time. So, give me a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Okay, 7 is 5, 5 is 4, 4 is 4, 4 is the magic number. Give me another number between 1 and 10.
5.
Okay, 5 is 4, 4 is 4, 4 is the magic number.
I'm confused.
Give me a number between 1 and 20.
15.
Okay, 15 is 7, 7 is 5, 5 is 4, 4 is 4, 4 is the magic number.
I'm so confused.
Okay, so spoilers for the answer here. It's, you take the number of letters in the word. Okay. And it always goes back to 4.
Oh.
Always.
That's some so Alex can, Horn bullshit right there.
So you can pick any number, and it will always go back to 4, because 4 is 4, and 4 is the magic number.
Interesting.
So I really like that one. That's one of my favorites. But yeah, so that's what that reminded me of. Well, now, let's talk a little bit about Matt kneeling while reading the task after he said you have to be, you know, shorter than...
The places his mind goes anytime they tell him to adopt a posture or something.
Yeah, I
feel like they did this so just much. For him. And it was yeah. so funny, they just kept putting it in tasks.
Yeah. So not only is he kneeling reading the task, but he also took both of his shoes off to throw at Alex. I don't know if you caught that. In addition to him throwing Alex's shoes at Alex. And then for the rest of the task, he ran around in just his socks.
Yes.
He's just running around the yard with his socks off.
And then like, Alex, very quietly, are you going to pole vault?
Yeah, that was funny.
But also, no. Let's talk about Alex's glasses.
Oh, I loved those.
Like, yeah, like, he had to put on safety glasses. Dull, boring. Let's put on this see-through acrylic pair of, yeah. you know, chunky nerd glasses.
I liked that. I've always thought that people that wear see-through glasses are so cool. It's like for me, if you can pull off wearing see-through glasses and like overalls, like that's like the epitome of coolness to me. Like I don't feel like I could pull either of those
I
off.
check. These are not the ones that are see-through. I have a pair just like this that look like they're black up close, but they're really transparent and see-through. And I love them.
Nice. Yeah, I've gone for the Greg Davis glasses look. That's my
So Rosie, once again, she's done this so many times this series, just bumblefucked into the situation. 'Cause I don't think she even bothered with the questions. I think she asked one
No.
and said,
Yeah.
"Okay, fuck this." And she came first after, finding a telescope and then finding another one or a periscope. And like sometimes she does that and then later on she'll just absolutely fuck another one. Like
Yeah.
she's inconsistent. Whereas Fatia, her win this episode was entirely because she was consistent. She got a three in that one, in the prize cask. She got a three in this one. And then a three in. And then a three in the one where they had to teach Alex a lesson. And then I think she got a five in the live task? No,
No. J
no.
Jason won the live
Jason
test.
did.
She got
No,
a
she got
she got
four.
four.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. I didn't write down the prize or the scores for that one. Anyway, so Stevie also bumblefucked on the answer the same way that Rosie did, except she didn't know what the answer was, and she couldn't figure out like how to use the periscope in the Submaravan, and didn't realize that what she'd grabbed was also one. But
I mean, to be fair, how often are you
yeah,
using a periscope in your day-to-day life?
for real. And then Fatia was just immediately annoyed. Called him a twat right
Well,
off the base.
and then she said, "Have you got a hat fetish?" And
Yeah.
I was like, "I don't think there's a hat fetish." Fetish,
I love.
not in general, but like in
Yeah.
for Alex, and I was like, I don't think that's the correct type of fetish you should be asking him about if
For
whether he has
real.
or not.
And then I loved her strategy of just using the snooker cue.
Yeah, that was smart.
Where that also surprised me that she didn't throw the shoes at Alex. And then she complained about them or dissed on them because they
Front
had like
row.
tissue paper. Uh-oh, you all right?
Good Lord. You did that thing where you froze and then all of a sudden
Oh.
you went, blah, 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 tissue paper. And I was
Oh.
like, okay.
Oops. From my end, it was the opposite. You froze, and
Oh,
then you went
nice.
blah, 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 blah. So yes, depending on who caught that and who didn't, she found the tissue paper in the shoes and then had a go at those.
Yeah.
But this is all coming up to what Jason did, which, as far as I could tell, was fuck all.
Yeah.
Like, it felt so oddly edited, and I was thinking or wondering at first, why was his VT in particular so short if he went on for an hour and 45 minutes, which I do think is the longest one at this point now. And then I realized probably because he spent most of it sat there in that little chair going, is it a lemon? Is it a lemon? Is it a lemon?
Yep.
What would happen if I jumped over the fence and ran away into the golf course?
So fucking
I love
funny.
that it took until series 11 for someone to do that. And then in the
Yeah.
same task, two people did.
Yep. Yeah, that was, I mean, I really liked, 'cause I thought for sure he was gonna like barge into the dome and like tackle the fucking
Yeah.
ladder that Alex was on and stuff, and he was just sat down and asked a bunch of questions. I was like,
This must have been one of the ones that was just after lunch, because I've heard a lot of people say this, that after lunch their brain just stops and they don't want to do anything. And I can see this being one of those where there's a requirement to be short. Okay, I'm going to sit down because that's easy. And now I have to ask questions and work out what the answer is based off of a system that I'm not being told how it works. But oh my God, his tasks taking forever is my favorite thing. Please go longer. I want to see him break the 2 hour mark, and there's four episodes left. Anything can happen. So he. Oh, I wrote the scores down backwards for this one. But he came fifth, so we only got 1 point after 223 questions. That's
What a
so.
waste.
And I love that how. I don't know if Alex was there writing them down, because he used to. That used to be what he did with the clipboard, was he would write down
Well,
anything they said.
he probably couldn't because he needed to focus on health and safety of his own person.
And then once he got hold of the periscope, Alex was so catty with him. Oh, it looked like you almost had it. Like he and Jason are at war at this point. And he did this a couple of times, especially in studio. Just said the most sarcastic, catty response to anything Jason said. And like, yeah, we'll get to that in the next task as well, 'cause I had some notes on this one. But also, I enjoyed Alex listing the things that Jason has called him over the series, which had to get bleeped out. So that's fantastic. And then, yeah, this task went on for so long that he forgot to answer in numbers toward the end.
Yeah, he was slipping.
He was. But I mean, after that long, I'd forget too.
All right, what's the next task?
So the next one. There's not enough room on my desk for that. Okay. The next one is make yourselves look like one of you is the parent of the others. Then capture your relationship with a classic home video moment. And I just want to say that the one with Matt and the girls reminded me of every Christmas I had as a child. Just there was something weird about the vibe and the fact that, you know, not everybody was happy to be there. Looked like so many of my Christmases.
I loved Fatiha's
Oh
performance
my
of that
God.
because I
Her
was
little
expecting her to
face.
say something, and she was just so grumpy the whole time. I was like, this is peak fucking comedy right here. It was, I mean, and then the whole subversion of like, okay, I'm gonna give your I love you both equally. And she and like it's clear that she always wants whatever the person has. So it's like, okay. And it's like, oh, sweetie, do you want the string? Oh,
And
you
then she
giving your
just fucking
sister the
chucks that
string?
scooter.
So fucking funny. Oh my
I
gosh.
loved it.
It reminded me of like Dudley Dursley vibes. Was like I want everything that I can't have. Just like, yeah, okay.
And then I've written down something that I can't read.
And that's why I type.
I put, what's with all the hairy women? Because not only did they put the girls in beards in that one, which was brilliant, Stephen and Jay, or Jason and Stevie, there we go. Or as they
Steven
called,
and JC.
yeah. Well, I was reading JV March Zukas, and
Yeah,
then
that was cute.
that was really cute. And then, yeah, from what I got from that was just Jason wanted to either play in the toilet or play in traffic. Those were his only two contributions. But I loved that with you know, the way they switched the gender roles. So Stevie yeah. was the dad, and then yeah. Jason was the little girl.
Yeah, that was that cute. And he looks really good in that dress. I liked that.
Oh, also, I loved what they did with Fatia, with the wig and the bonnet.
Yeah.
That was so yeah. cute as well.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. I mean, she's... like, every episode that we see her in the studio, she's just so pretty. I can't believe how pretty she is. It's not fair. Like, every time... Yeah, and then, like, sparkly eye makeup is also, like, I can't pull that off. But I'm... The people that can, I'm always so jealous.
I'm going to a stand-up thing tonight, and I expect to see an amount of sparkly eye nice. Makeup.
Excellent.
I've worked out what I said, what I wrote down, where for the ad break after that one, or during that one, where Greg again just calls Alex a pervert.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten the full context of that one.
Yeah, as he is wont to do.
Yeah. Just always taking shots at Alex. It was a very... I mean, weirdly, considering it's his show, but it was a weirdly Alex-heavy episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because he also got used in that task where he was just hiding yes. in the bushes. Because he liked the hairy girl, which...
Yeah. See, I have a problem with this, and maybe I've read too many Stephen King books, but have you ever read Dolores Claiborne?
I have. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Okay, so this is a content warning for lots of stuff. Pedophilia, incest, non-con, I guess.
I mean, it's Stephen King. It's gonna be fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, he wrote a series. Was it only the two books? It was Dolores Claiborne, and it was the first one, I think. And then the second one was Gerald's Game, which, if you have never read or watched Gerald's Game, I cannot in good conscience recommend it. Because because although it is a very well-written story, I think that what Stephen King did was, when he sat down to write it, is he got out of and he just listed the top trigger warnings that he could off, like all of the top trigger warnings that he could think of off the top of his head. And he came up with about 30 or 40. And I'm like, not making up these numbers. Like I'm not exaggerating these numbers. Like I can tell you, I won't because it's a lot, but I could tell you like 20 off the top of my head for Gerald's Game, because there are a lot. Oh, it's like every single possible thing that's awful and horrible and like just bleh, is in that book. But it's a good book, but don't read it.
Well, that was like when I was 10 and my aunt gave me a copy of It, a big hardbound copy.
No,
and told me, don't read this at school.
And don't read it. Period. That thing is hard as an adult.
That was my favorite movie when I was around that time. The one with Tim Curry.
I mean, it is a good movie.
And so she gave me the book.
The book is hard to read.
And told me not to read it. Not to read it at school. So I was reading it home. And I'm like, I don't really see the problem here. So I took it to school. And that was the day that I had four of my friends reading over my shoulder as a bunch of children had an orgy in the sewer.
Yeah, that's...
So, yeah, I mean, Stephen King, much like George R.R. Martin, is his own trigger warning.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, caveat, Stephen King is my favorite author, and I've literally read every single one of his books. And that's why I read Gerald's Game, because I was like, I can't not read one of his books. But in Dolores Claiborne... And he also does this in another one of his books. I think it might be a short story. And I cannot for the life of me remember which one it is. But I'm not going to get into it because of the trigger warnings. But I didn't like how they portrayed Alex in this, because how it reminded me of those stories, and it just made me uncomfortable. And I was like, I get what you're trying to do, and I get that it's all for, but like, I don't know. Like, for me, like, pedophilia is one of the things that I cannot, like, watch or read about, or like just any mention of it in any thing, in any kind of reference. It's just, it's too much for me.
Like, yeah, like that was a weird choice, especially having him there in a vest, which seemed like either far too big for him or intentionally stretched out, because it didn't fit him.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was odd. And then what I especially enjoyed about that, though, was that all of a sudden, after just learning how to ride a bike, the little girl is just magically an expert.
Books it after him. That was so funny.
As they chase him into traffic.
That was really funny. I did like that.
I was pleased to see that they do still have the blue BMX, though. Because they did... I feel like they did a bike task recently, where the blue BMX would have been better, but they were using that big road bike.
Well, they did... Was it Series 11 with VCM?
She was 12, but it was past that, because she did use the blue BMX. And she accidentally stumbled on the correct way to do that task. Because the whole point of a BMX...
Wait, was it Sophie Duker's? Was that the one Alex was riding around the tree
he had a
with
trike.
The ducks?
Oh. No, that was a trike. There was a fairly recent one, I think, where they needed a bike and they had two road bikes. Because the whole point of the BMX is that it changes your center of gravity. And if you ride it properly, you can wholly stop and just be stopped without your feet on the ground on a BMX. And Victoria kind of bumblefucked upon that, because the road bike looked scary, which, fair. Yeah. And I think that, you know, had Guz especially taken the BMX, he would have done better. Mm-hmm. And, like, the reason why Alan did well on the road bike is because he did a lot of, like, skateboarding and bicycle riding, so he did already know how to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, old and rickety at this point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Greg saying, in regards to Alex, he's like, the book I'm going to write one day.
Yes.
I'm like, please. But actually, we would all love to read a book about Alex.
From Greg's point of view.
By you, yeah.
It would be so, so insane.
Yeah.
And then
we have the teach Alex a lesson he'll never forget task. Which, like, why are... Why?
That's just the whole point. Okay. Or the whole task. I love Jason just out of the gate dissing on him for going to Cambridge and studying classics.
Yeah, that was funny. He's like, yeah, of course he would.
Of course he would.
It's like, are you surprised at this point?
So, let's go with Rosie. Just strip him. Throw his pants. Get his pants down.
That was weird. Not putting his pants down. That was normal.
So I think she must be on Reddit, because I have seen these videos that they usually come out of Asia. But I've seen more than one where the teacher had all of the children in their seats with balloons behind them, teaching them how to clean themselves.
I've never seen this.
Which seems really odd, especially from a Western point of view. But then again, how many men go out there with shit all over their asses because wiping is gay?
Ridiculous.
Like, yeah, like, I know exactly what she was doing. And then she just went insane and rubbed it all over Alex's face, whatever it was.
Yeah, Nutella or something.
And then Matt just water tortured his ass.
All right, can we talk about Matthew Bainton? For a second, because holy shit, I have said it on this podcast before, and I am gonna continue to say it, but Matt, he can waterboard me any day. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Oh my
Wait, what,
God.
where did he even get that fucking wig from? And I was like, and I'm like, I this is so stupid and weird, but it's weirdly doing it for me. Like,
It
I
had
don't know what's
such
going
a
on.
vibe of like that, horrible history, drunk history thing that he used to do, where
Yeah,
he
I
just
mean,
decided to be this
ugh.
insane caricature. And yeah, like this kind of thing especially is where he shines, because that's
Yeah.
what he does, is
Yeah. I mean,
insane characters.
him playing like this bad guy nerd with
Oh,
the
he
biting an apple and stuff. I was like, I cannot deal with this. Like, what is happening?
I
But
loved it
also,
so much.
you can't waterboard somebody for getting an answer right. That's not how this works.
Take a rewarding dunk in the ice
No.
water.
That's not
The
how that
amount of
works.
people that have tortured Alex with water at this point.
Yeah.
Like, because Sally waterboarded his ass, and
Yeah, I
then
mean,
Katie
if
Wick's
you
Chinese water tortured him.
Yeah, if you need someone to keep government secrets, Alex Horn is your man. And that's the title of this episode.
Alex Horn is, I think I haven't changed the title for the last one yet. Oh well, whoops.
No. Yeah. But yeah, so that was just ridiculous. Who should we talk about next? Stevie?
Stevie, yeah, who also stripped him.
So, yep, it's about time.
Get
So
stripped,
thank you
Alex
for that.
Horn.
And then the writing all. Now, this is a very niche show that you probably haven't heard, but if you've heard of Blue Eye Samurai, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, it's on Netflix and it's really good. But basically, it's about a girl who becomes a samurai. But like, you're not supposed to be a girl if you're a samurai, and she kind of gets away with it because her mentor is blind. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And but yeah, everybody in like the country is supposed to be, like from the country. Like they've. That yeah, Chinese, like they've put a ban on what? Japanese, sorry. I can't hear through my headphones. My partner's like, you fucking dumbass. Tell the story right, you fucking idiot. Yeah, so anyway, so like she has blue eyes because her father was a white man, so like she's already an outcast because of that.
Sorry, someone's screaming outside my apartment.
That's good.
Love that.
Probably screaming at me for getting the show. Anyway, so but there's this one scene where she like strips off naked and then she writes on like every single part of her body. I forget why.
She
It's
was
for
probably
some
writing that a shrimp's heart is located in its head.
You're so right. But yeah, that's what that reminded me of, because she did it, I think, in like with like a paintbrush and like ink, so like the big ink pen that Alex was using really reminded me of that, so that was cool.
Well, I love that, because she gave Stevie gave him privacy to take off his shirt. And then later it was
Right.
like, well, it looks like it's the trousers as well.
Yeah.
And I want to know how long that was on him. Because surely they've learned their lesson since Lee Mack scribbled all over Alex's thighs. Don't put
Yeah.
permanent markers where the children can find them.
Yeah.
Because he had that all over his face as well.
I wonder if there's a shower in the house.
So someone recently posted, I think it's in the newer book, which I still don't have. It's just taking forever to get to me, apparently. That there's a floor plan of the house, and it's different from what I've actually observed in the house, because they have a camera closet that's definitely a bathroom. And then there's also a shower room, which is where Lolly hid. She hid in the shower, which is
Oh,
not in the bathroom.
yeah,
Although whether it's usable, I imagine it's
right,
got some use over the years.
yeah,
And then
so that was cute. Fatiha's dancing lesson was ultra cute. I loved seeing
I
Alex dancing around like the stick figure white boy that he is.
I
and
loved
trying
her.
to.
Well, she was trying to teach him how to shake his tits, and then he goes,
Yeah.
"I haven't
I
got
don't.
those things."
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
That
like,
was
oh
so
my
funny.
God. But I
Yeah.
have heard from other contestants that he is really good at quickly picking up dance routines and nailing them. But
Well, I
apparently the
guess
concept
he would
of
have to be because of that one task in the church from series
12.
14, 12?
The one where they have to
12?
copy Alex, right?
Yeah,
Yeah,
copy
that's 12.
Alex. Yeah.
No, but the one I was thinking of was the one in 4, where they all had to do a dance to a ringtone.
Oh, yeah.
'Cause yeah, like they had to do those, and then there was the one in 15 where they danced for his wedding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I also loved when they threw to Fatia, Greg just quietly saying, "Oh God."
Yeah,
Man,
that
that
was
was
cute.
he. So where did I
Yeah.
go? Oh, Jason's way down here. Okay, I have written a lot, so. Oh
Yeah,
yeah,
I
here's
bet.
another thing about Fatia. You are encouraging, and I wanted to please you.
I
Which.
mean, surprising nobody. No,
That's, yeah.
nobody. No, what?
And then we had Jason, who teaches Alex to be assertive.
That was, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, the most we've ever seen Alex swear on
Yes.
Taskmaster.
Yes, I'd wager that there's a couple of Horn Section podcast episodes where he goes a bit
Oh, I'm
harder.
sure. Yeah,
'Cause.
but on Taskmaster specifically, this was it, I think.
Yeah.
'Cause the other one that I can remember in what was his name? It's the guy I don't like. Munya.
Oh.
Sorry,
Oh
Munya.
yeah,
I don't.
fuck's sake.
Yeah, when Munya was like trying to throw something into his hat or something like that, but yeah.
So,
So yeah, this was a lot. This was like a lot of swearing, and I was like, holy shit.
what I wrote down is that his first go is what everyone says Alex Horn is like. The
Yeah.
second go is either the band leader in an incredibly bitchy mood or Chris Tavwix's.
The return of Chris. We love to see it.
But yeah, like I wrote down some of what he some of what he said was the tea was the wrong shade. For lunch he wanted goose and jelly, and then
Yeah.
the lab was frick to fuck.
That was amazing.
Which I feel like that would have been the title if they allowed
Yeah.
themselves to use swears in the title, 'cause that was so good.
Yeah. And then him going, "What the fuck is this?" to the t and then Jason being like, I don't remember what Jason said, but Jason says something and Alice just goes, "Fuck you." That was so good.
Like, how much of that, though, was just pent-up annoyance that he finally got to put out there in the world?
In controversial opinion, I genuinely think that Alex is a sweetheart 100% of the time. And I think that at least when it comes to his the people that he works with, or that work under him, I guess more specifically, I think he really respects them and
Yeah.
doesn't really get cross with them. That's
Yeah,
what I think.
like the first one felt genuine, if not like more, if that makes sense. Like
Yeah.
he's just playing up what his reputation is, basically.
Yeah. And I listened to Ed and Emma City on the Taskmaster podcast,
That hasn't been
and I
going up
forget
on
which.
YouTube lately, which is annoying me.
It's up.
Oh, I keep not seeing it.
I mean, they only put it up a couple hours ago,
Oh.
but yeah, they were saying that like Alex genuinely did that with the thing where he's like, yeah, just whatever's convenient, whatever everybody else is having, that. And
Yeah.
it's like, yeah, I can definitely see that. Also, I like
Goose and
how
jelly.
Greg I like how Greg was saying, this is gonna fuck your brand to Fatiha because she was being nice. I
Yeah.
was like, that's really funny.
And then we had one of the ad breaks here, the last one, where Greg accuses his uncle of using weird shit as foreplay, i.e. the prizes. Which, Greg, come on, man. And then, as a random note, I don't know if you saw the same ads that I did, but is
Oh,
Ivo doing to
I didn't watch live because
Oh.
I had a
Well, I
I
didn't
was
either. I just watched it on what do you
Wait, you
call it,
watch
Greg?
it with ads? Oh, on channel 4?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't do
Yeah, on
that.
the I keep wanting to say replay. Catch up, that's the one. But no, is Ivo doing tequila ads? Can someone please verify that for me? Because it sounded a lot like him.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I wrote that down because it really stuck in my brain. And then, what do we have here? Okay. Oh, yep. So there we go. Fatia got 5 on that one. Jason got 4, and then the rest got 3. So,
I mean, it was a solid task.
it was. I loved it.
Very good.
That's funny though, because that is word for word a task I've had in the back of my mind that I just never got to use in a fic anywhere.
I think, didn't they also do it with, oh no, I'm gonna forget which one this was. It was either New Zealand or Australia. It was the
Maybe.
one Reese Nicholson was on. Which one was that? Australia?
Yes.
Okay. Then yeah, it was teach Tom a lesson he'll never forget. And Reese, I don't remember what anybody else taught him. I think may was it Conchetta taught him how to put on makeup or something? Was that Conchetta? I forget. But Reese taught him how to tuck. And it
Yeah, I
was
do remember that.
amazing because he was like, because Tom was like, what? Like not understanding the word. And Reese was like, I think I'll teach you how to tuck. And Tom was like, to tuck. Oh, to tuck.
Yeah,
Oh, okay. Yeah. I love Reese. Non-binary representation. They're amazing. And so well dressed all the time.
oh my
Very
God, I
impressive.
know. Every single one of their outfits was fantastic. I
But yeah.
also loved how there was one task where Greater Tom was like talking about something that had already happened or was about to throw to a VT. And Reese was just so giddy over having the Taskmaster use their correct pronouns.
Yeah, and there were a couple. I think that's something that we didn't really see at all in May's series
Yeah.
was discussion about pronouns, because in Reese's series, there were quite a few like callbacks to their gender where they were like, oh, just because you're like a straight white man means you can,
Yeah.
say shit about whatever. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
And then like I think like Tom, Lesser Tom, misgendered him accidentally and then fixed himself. And Reese made a joke about it or something. But I really like seeing that. Like, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy when everything is edited to seem like no one has ever been
Yeah.
misgendered, but I'm sure that people fucked up. But I did really like how they did put that in the edit for Reese.
Yeah.
I appreciated that a lot. 'Cause you will mess up, and it's okay.
Yeah. And then we have the live task, which is another one that
Honey
just went on.
pie.
Yes, honey
We got a
pie.
honey pie. That was cute.
And then Alex responded with, "I just like the hairy girl."
Yeah. Are you leaving? Where are you going? Can you bring me something? Oh, okay. I thought you were going to Taqueria Extra. Okay, love you, bye. Sorry.
So, the live task. Don't blow the last thing off the table. If you don't blow anything off the table, you are eliminated.
It's
If
up
you
to you.
do blow the last thing off the table, you are eliminated. You must stay on the spot. You must not touch the table. Good fucking grief.
Yeah, I liked this one.
Yeah. So, they started out with feathers. And this was where I started to know, or this is where I noticed that they had definitely cut something about her outfit.
Yeah.
And
I
then,
really, I do really hope that they put that up somewhere because I was so confused. I mean, eventually I kind of figured it out, but the whole like whistle me on, I was
yeah.
like, what the fuck are you talking about?
But once again, Alex was just so bitchy during this task. Because during the feathers, whoever went before Matt left two feathers on the tape or on the corner, all stuck together.
Yeah.
And Alex
Yep.
goes, "Easy, there's two of them." And yeah, like, I love so much that he is being more in a character instead of not being a character at all. Like, the little Alex Horn character is so fucking weird to begin with. But I love this new snarky version of him, where
Yeah.
he's not afraid to say things.
Yeah. I mean, this whole series is,
He's been in a mood.
it is a lot, and it is making me very scared for next series because, again, the only thing I'm going to be thinking the entirety of next series is Alex has just talked to me about fanfic. And now he knows all the insider secrets.
Oh my God, there's you're gonna get a specific call out. Watch. He's gonna
I
name drop you on television.
listen, if he does that, I will be thrilled. I'm betting that he won't, but if he does, I'm gonna fucking lose my shit. But if he said if he even says something like Alex Horn, do not read, I'm gonna be like, bro, you did not just do that. Oh man.
And then we have the most out-of-pocket thing Greg's ever said, when it's pictures of Greg, and the first thing he says is, "Blow me,
Blow
Jason."
me, Jason.
Like, there was no room to even hang on that. Just, he said it,
Delicious.
no one reacted, everyone goes forward. Like,
Man. Bro, oh, that is gonna be a fic.
yeah. You gonna write it?
Like, do you even have to ask? Now, the annoying thing, okay, I wasn't gonna bring this up, but now you've said something, so I am gonna bring it up. But so we were talking about how earlier in the episode, Greg felt like he was being hunted, right?
Yeah.
So I wrote a little fic about that. And like, okay, here's the problem. I wrote it, it's done. I could post it whenever, but I'm going to camp for 2 weeks. And so I have been pre-writing this really long fic that was originally going to be 19 chapters and is now 21 chapters. So because I've been posting at least one fic a day.
Because you're
And I
insane.
want. Because I'm, yes. And I want to keep doing that throughout the rest of the year. And so far, I'm on track to do that. And so, this 21 chapter fic, which I will probably finish tomorrow, and I've started posting it, it's about the Alex clones. So, there's a Chris Tavouxis cameo in there.
Nice.
So, this is getting me through camp. But the problem is, when I get back from camp, I'm gonna still need to be posting stuff, which again is fine, but I'm gonna be moving to a new apartment during that
And
time.
going to
So,
Poland.
and going to Poland in July. So I have to pre-write more stuff so that I can keep my streak consistent. So I'm like, do I write these prompts and just not post them until later, or do I not post my long chapter fic every day and I post it every other day? Like, I don't day, but then that makes my life harder because then I have to write more,
I love it
which
when you go on long rants, because that's always when it cuts you off.
oh, for fuck's sake.
It
That's the computer telling me to shut the fuck up. But the point is, I don't know what to do. Don't get me wrong. I love writing. I love poetry, but like some days I just need a break. So like days like tomorrow, where the shelter is gonna have this day long, promotional thing where I have to, be on call like consistently all day and just be like go go go. Tomorrow's gonna be great because I can just post chapter 3 and be done with it and not have to think about writing a new fic and posting it. So I just need a break, I think,
Oh my God, take one.
So anyway, but I will not be giving myself a break. Even when I'm in Poland, I will be posting a fic a day. God help me.
Okay, well, Stevie fucked the photos of Greg, basically. She blew twice. Like, just very deliberately blew twice, and then
What
realized.
was the thing she did earlier with that? She did that in an in another she did that another time in like the first episode. Oh, it was the pee Olympics, because she like put the pee under the pillow and she was like, fuck. It's like, girl, you are sabotaging yourself. And you're making me look really bad because I had pegged you to win, and now you're like really falling. And now like here fucking Matt is taking the win, which again, love that for him. Love that for me. Love that for everybody. But like,
I mean, I pegged Rosie, or not Rosie, Fatia to win. So,
that's really funny to me.
my thought process was that she was going to not care enough that she just kind of floated through the way Sarah Milliken did. Because she came so
Okay.
close to winning, and I think she even said on the podcast that it wasn't until she realized she was winning that she started messing up. Cause yeah,
I mean,
we very nearly came to be in a universe where she won instead of Dara.
that would have been something. I don't know. I mean, Matt is ahead, as we know, in the scores, and I am delighted for him.
And then he had an early out with those feathers.
The annoying thing about liking Matt is that he's a white man, a white cis man, and it's like,
We need fewer of those in the Hall of Champions.
yeah, because there's a
Like,
lot.
there are a lot.
And again, love them all, but
Make some room.
let's get some representation
Yeah.
over here,
And then the third one were the wiffle balls, where I think Rosie fucked it by just blowing them all off, didn't she?
I think so, yeah.
Which, not a lot went on in that round, except for that. And then we had the cocktail umbrellas.
Those were so cute. I love those things. I used to collect those as a kid.
So I wrote down a couple of quotes here. One is that Greg said he can't believe this is watchable, but it's incredibly watchable, and that is insane. Why am I watching people blow feathers off a table and getting invested in
Well,
it?
Emma on the podcast says, or maybe Ed says, I always forget who fucking says what, but one of them says, like, you can play that at home.
Yeah,
And it's
like
like, yeah,
Ed.
maybe that's why it's watchable. Maybe that's part of why it's watchable, is because you can see yourself doing it.
Yeah, like Ed always or frequently likens it to like watching a sport. And it's a sport that you would see on the Ocho. Just something unhinged, and no one else plays it, but it's your favorite thing on television. Like, in a lot of ways, Taskmaster is in the same league as chess boxing. Like, nobody's seriously playing it, except there are some very serious players.
Yeah. Yep.
And then the
But
other one
yeah.
I have is when I think he said this to Jason, that was nearly two breaths, and it was just one breath, which, yeah, I guess.
That was so funny.
Like,
Oh my gosh.
just.
Yeah, that's one of those occasions where you're just like, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah. He's so obnoxious.
Oh,
Like,
you love to see it.
I think I've pinned down, like, what it is, because, like, people have. Is the kitty?
She twitching.
Oh.
She's sleeping and dreaming and
Oh.
twitching. She's so sweet. I won't wake her up, but maybe after we're done talking, I'll bring the camera over.
What was I just saying? Oh yeah, I've
Something
worked out what
about.
it was or what it is, I think, 'cause I think it's fair to say that a good number of people in our Discord have reacted to Alex by saying that they want to grind his face into the dirt or they want to kick him down the stairs, and it's something adjacent to cute aggression. And I think what
Yeah.
it is he's just so fucking obnoxious that if he were a real boy, and if that was someone you actually had to deal with, you probably would respond to them with violence.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, because he's little Alex Horn, it just, everything that he says that sparks these emotions, anything you could do to him, well, he's Alex, he'd like it.
Yeah, that's true.
And then
What an episode,
it
man.
was Fatia just misplayed and took herself out.
Yeah.
But she won. And she was so surprised at winning. She had to be told to go up on stage.
Yeah. Well, so we've had Matt won the first three,
Which is
and
insane.
then
Jason won last week.
Stevie?
I think
No,
they've all
Rosie.
won.
Rosie. Rosie won. So, Matt, Rosie, Jason, Fatiha.
Okay, so we're just waiting on
Which
Stevie.
means Stevie is the only one to not win yet.
I'm gonna laugh so hard if Stevie joins the Losers Club.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's check the league table.
Bow.
So for this episode, we had Fatia on 20, Jason and Rosie on 18, Matt on 16, and Stevie on 14. And then for the overall series, Christ. Okay, well it is tightening up, which good. I love tight series. I don't like it where someone's obviously winning. So we've got lowest is Jason and Stevie on 84 each. Fatia's got 88. Rosie's got 93, and Matt's got 100. Like, those are some pretty good scores. And at this point, yeah, Matt's very catchable. He had a couple of bad tasks these last couple of weeks.
I
And
mean, he's going ham on the prize tasks
he is.
because, as he said in his episode with Ed on the podcast, he knew that he did poorly on the filmed task, so he wanted to make sure that he did well on the prize task. That's the control point.
Yeah, and the ones that tend to do the best, I think, are the ones that really understand the prize task. That is where you have the best opportunity. You know what's coming. You have an
Yeah.
idea of what everyone else is going to do to an
You have
extent.
time to prepare.
Yeah. Like, if you do poorly on the prize tasks, that's a you problem.
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, I feel like the prize tasks, especially, were what really helped May and what really helped Dara. They both had amazing prize tasks pretty consistently. Like, even the
And I
ones that
think
were weird.
Andy Zaltzman too, right?
Yeah, because What helped with Zaltzman is that he's kind of part of that, I guess, social group. So he knows Greg's humor and he knows how to play into that. Kitty cat.
Welcome to my apartment that I'm no longer going to be living. Thank goodness.
This is some horror movie bullshit.
Yeah. What you say? You saying something? Oh. There she is. Big stretchy. Hey. You rubby? Rubby? Look, my nails match her.
Oh, that's cute. So the kitties have been taken to a rescue.
She's my cord is like on her. Get out of here. Get. No.
Yeah, the kittens went to a rescue on Monday.
Oh, the babies.
We told that neighbor kid to come pick them up at 8. They showed up around 2. So,
hi, baby.
I mean, you know, could have been worse.
You say hi to the people? Okay, sorry.
She wants nothing to do with you.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna do a little striptease for you because, well, you'll find out. But, because I'm going to camp, and I'll be at camp for the next couple weeks, you're gonna see me without this shirt anyway. But this shirt that I'm wearing underneath is legitimate today. So go to the horn section website and order yourself some merch, babies, because the new horn section shirts are here. Let's go. And they're very comfortable and they're soft.
I didn't notice the eyes. They're long.
Yeah. Lots of eyes. Fucking eldritch monstrosity over here.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So, yeah, I did my laundry yesterday, and I was like, I need it today because it's like legitimately one of my new favorite shirts. But it's amazing. I like it a lot. And also, I can only wear black shirts because I sweat profusely.
Well, you know, black actually shows it up more.
Mm-hmm.
It's white.
But yeah, like the little trans colors.
I love it.
I love that. Yeah, it's really cute. Good. Somebody, this older gentleman at the shelter who volunteers for, like, what does your shirt say? I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, is this the horn section? I'm like, it's a band. He's like, oh, what kind of music do they play? I was like, it's comedy jazz. And he's like, oh, I was like, yeah. how do you fucking explain what the horn section is, man?
Like, I didn't get it at first. Baby.
Oh.
I don't even know what it was that made it click. I think it was the television program that it got recommended to me on YouTube, so I watched it and I was like, "Oh, I get this now," cuz previously I'd only ever really seen them on like Cats Down or the random odd appearance that, you know, they'd do on the show. And it was just, "What the fuck is this?" Kitty cat. Gonna eat your wires.
Please don't do that.
I saw the thoughts forming in her head.
Oh, yeah. It'll be interesting to see what my new setup looks like when I move. So, fingers crossed that it's gonna be okay.
I'm just perpetually in this.
It's a pretty decent microphone.
But if
I need to, I can always... Matt Baton, call me. I love him so much. I am obsessed with him. Don't bite me. Sorry. She's like, to be fair, you were slapping my butt. Hi.
See, I'm obsessed with color. Everything I have is some kind of wild, bright color. I've got two of these.
See, red, blood red is my favorite color of all. Like, all of the stuff, like, my lunchbox, my car, my carabiners, like, everything that I can possibly, like, own is either black or red.
They match both my
Yes.
pairs of headphones, actually, as well.
Yes. Which is great because no bite. No bite. No. No. Yeah, because when I the college I went to, our colors were red and black, which was hilarious because my high school colors were green and white.
My high school colors were green and purple, and
Ooh, magic colors.
I was of an age where green and purple were baby Barney colors, and everyone hated
Yeah.
it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, my new field or new my high school was the Newfield Trojans.
I see what they're getting at, but high schoolers are gonna make all the jokes.
And I always was very upset because I always wanted cat mascot, or at least some kind of an animal mascot, but then Mansfield Mountaineer. Fucking stupid.
My junior high mascot was a Seahawk, which. No, Skyhawk. And I remember that everyone got it confused with Seahawks, which are the Seattle football team. And then my high school mascot were Timberwolves. Cat butt. I heard that.
Sprungly. Yeah,
And
she daddy.
kind of as a joke, the producer for all of the theater productions was Harry T. Wolfe. And we started a joke. It was because like our mascot was Harry Wolfe. And we started this joke that only existed in the drama department at first, where the whole backstage area was haunted by this guy that went cow tipping where the school now sat, and the cow tipped over on him and killed him. Like, it never happened. We made this shit up just to explain all the weird shit that happens in a backstage area. The thing is, that joke broke containment, and at least the last time I was over in that area, people genuinely believed it had happened. Like, it was just a shit post some, drama kids made up, and now everyone believed that it had happened. It's like, oh, okay, cool, that's how misinformation spreads. Spungo says their college was also black and red.
I see that.
What was my
It's
college?
the best colors, black and red.
I want to say it was
I think.
orange and something. And our mascot
Oh,
was
so you went to
penguins?
Syracuse University? You know, Syracuse University, their mascot is like an orange like fuzzball, but nobody really knows what it is.
Is it
Actually,
like, what the fuck
I
is
need to
his
look this
name?
up.
What's his name? Gritty. Like him? Yeah,
What the
we
fuck
were
is
the
it called?
Penguins. And
Otto the or oh, it's literally Otto the Orange. But like it doesn't look like an orange because he has a face. Fucking oranges don't have faces. So it's like I don't understand. But also, like Cornell University, their mascot is I'm gonna get his name wrong and my best friend's gonna kill me for this. I wanna say his name is Big Red. Because it's a bear. Is it a bear called Big Red? I'm the reason I am. Oh, fuck. Yeah, his name is Touch. But the reason I'm bringing Cornell up is because my whole family or used to work there at least, including myself. And I could have gone there for free because my parents worked there, but I didn't because I wanted to be a music major. Waste of my time. I don't regret it though. yeah, but
ours were penguins up there in the fucking Cascade Mountains.
I mean that's pretty cool.
No one understood why penguins. Like,
I mean, I like penguins.
we could have been like, moose or bears or mountain
Moose would be
lion.
fucking dope.
Right?
I would love to be a fucking moose.
Oregon doesn't have any moose, but Washington does.
Interesting.
Well, I mean, Oregon's farther south. Washington is bordering Canada. But we do have
Yeah.
moose in Washington. We've got wolverines. We've got all sorts of shit. And half the time I hear them outside my window.
Yeah, I grew up in the middle of upstate New York, so the forest, and we had lots of coyotes and foxes and stuff. Hi.
Did you learn the same thing that I learned? That if you hear a
Yeah, I
woman,
sure fucking did.
yeah, if you hear a woman in the woods screaming, no, you didn't. Get
Yep.
the fuck out of there.
Yep. That's what I learned. Hey, girly.
Learned how to
Yeah.
shout at bears and all sorts of things.
Oh, we never had bears. Although I fucking love a bear. I love a bear. I could talk about bears for a really, really long. Get into that right now because we're this is not what the podcast is. But like I have a whole thing with two that one of the group chat people designed for me, which I really love. But anyway, I did run into some bears when I was living in North Carolina. And the one and only time I have this was because I got in my car
You're
and it was like
major
early.
cutting out.
Ah, shit. Don't do this to me, live stream. I need to tell my bear story.
Tell your bear story.
Okay.
Maybe up close. Maybe
So
that's why it's cutting out.
I wake up eating the fucking microphone. So I wake up, I go out to my car, my Prius. This is important that it's a Prius. And I go out and I get in my car and I look over and there is a mom and two babies on the other side of my car. And I was like, shit, shit, shit. And I start up my car hoping that that's going to scare them away. But it fucking doesn't because it's a Prius and Priuses are the quietest fucking car in the world.
Oh
And so
no.
I'm sitting there like, please move away from my car. I need to go to work. And I was like so scared because they were literally right on the side of my car. And the only reason they didn't see me was because my car is so fucking quiet. So then but it was a gravel road or a gravel driveway. So then I started backing up and they were like, oh, time to shuffle off. So then they like shuffled through the fucking like yard and like and then I just like saw them like rambling down the road like into other people's yards and I was like Jesus Christ. So I got to work and I was like, well, I'm awake.
Yeah, around here we kind of have the same problem that Yellowstone has. Spungo says, I like bears personally, I prefer Twinks.
A plus joke.
For real. But we have a kind of issue here where there are bear-proof trash cans that you can get to keep the bears and the raccoons and all the other varmints out of your trash. The problem is that the bears can often get into those more easily than the people who own them can. And so people will buy these trash cans, realize they're a major faff, and then just never lock them anyway.
Yeah. So my best friend who introduced me to Taskmaster, he just messaged me, and I'm gonna read his message in full.
Uh-oh.
He said, "So Fatiha, at first, came across as one of those 'I don't give a fuck, I don't want to be here' players, which I usually don't like. But her confidence and sass towards Greg is awesome, and every episode I enjoy her." That's what we like to see, man.
I saw that she was on the cast list and was just overjoyed because I knew exactly how she'd behave, and she has not disappointed. I do find it hilarious that she has got 10 weeks to relentlessly hit on Greg. I imagine by the end of it, he felt like he had to run. Because, like, just on Big Fat Quiz for, that record, which I've heard that goes about 4 or 5 hours, that, she was constantly all over Jimmy Carr as well. And I do find it hilarious that she never did that to David Mitchell. Because that's one thing I'd love to know, and it's on our question document, is I really want to know from a contestant standpoint how much the two stack up next to each other. Because The Outsiders is frequently billed as a Taskmaster knockoff. But I don't really think that it is. I mean, they're the same genre of put celebrities in a predicament and watch them have a mental breakdown. But, like, it's an unusual genre, but Taskmaster wasn't the first. Spungo says, this is the episode I fell in love with Fatia. Her being genuinely so sweet to Alex to dance. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. That was so wholesome. And I loved it so much.
Yes.
And also, like, for some people, dancing is, like, really, really scary. Because, you know, you grew up with really low self-esteem and lots of body issues, etc. And dancing is one of those things where, like, you have to put your body out there and it's terrifying. So her being really patient with him was very sweet.
Have I told you about my dance class rebellion in high school?
Oh, no.
So, there's... I went to a brand new high school. Like, I was in the first class that went through all 4 years of high school at this high school. I think it had been open a year before I went there. And they hadn't quite got everything ironed out. So we had, you know, the requirements to take so much PE and or health. And there was some weird legal loophole about how the classes had to be constantly updated to contain, like, the newest science information, something. I don't know. But that meant that internally in the computer, every year that health class had a different code. It was the same class, but the computer saw them as totally different ones. And So it was me and this group of about three or four other absolute dickheads who decided, or who noticed this, because I stumbled upon it, because, you know, my sophomore year I was filling in my classes, and I saw that health was still available to me. And it hadn't been taken off the list like all of the other classes that I'd already taken had. So I was like, what's gonna happen? And so I decided to take that health class again, as had a few other people. And so we're just in the back of the room going, oh, hey, this is the same class. I still have homework. I didn't throw anything away. So we just decided to, yeah, okay, we're just gonna do this. We already know it. If I don't have the homework, I can roughly remember what I put on there. Yeah. And that was that. Here comes my junior year. And, oh, that health class is still there. I'm going to see if it'll let me take it.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the health class. Oh, ha-ha, you're here. And just once again. And by then, the teacher realized, wait a minute. What are you clowns doing back? Because I had to deal with you all last year eating lotion and chapstick back there like a bunch of fucking idiots.
Oh, my gosh.
And so they finally fixed this issue, and I still had one more PE class to go, and I couldn't take health, and I fucking refused to take PE. And then I noticed that there was a dance class that I could take, and it was half dance, half yoga. And so I go in here, and look, it's all of my fellow dickheads have also noticed that this class looks absolutely stupid and so easy to get through. And yeah, like the apparently the teacher for that one, she kind of had been given a heads up. Look, there's a bunch of idiots that don't do their work. They just sit in the back. But, you know, hey, getting to take a yoga class where the final was, okay, get into a group of two or three people and do a dance. No style, nothing like that. So it was just all high schoolers like dancing around like they were on acid or something, calling it interpretive dance.
Oh my gosh.
Never had to take a PE class.
Lucky. Fucking hated PE.
I will find the path of least resistance on anything I do.
Spungo says, I know it must be scary for Alex. He seems physically incapable of shaking those jugs. He did.
No, he did, though. His reaction to being taught how to wiggle his tits.
Dude.
Like, he just fundamentally didn't seem to understand that it's all in the shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, he kept kind of wiggling his hips along with it, and it's like, oh my god.
It's like one of those air dancers.
Yeah. Which,
I love Wayne back.
I love Wayne. I want to see Wayne come back, and I want to see Fred come back.
Oh my gosh, that'd be great.
I miss Fred.
I miss Fred, too. Yeah, he's so handsome.
He's adorable.
He's a handsome man. Yeah.
I think Amanda got me the little pinko meter that they used. I don't know what I'm going to use it for, but I've got those assets.
It's cute.
But
How long have we been doing this?
I was just going to say, we've been nattering on for an hour and 40 minutes.
Fuck! I'm so sorry!
No, it's okay.
Whoops.
But sorry, we should probably go, because I have to get ready for this stand-up thing tonight.
Okay, have fun!
Thank you all for watching. We'll
Thank
be back
you for
next week.
Being here. I'll be in Michigan!
Yay, I'm not sure what the format will look like. I might be able to just use this scene. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, bye!
I'll be on my phone, I think. Bye!